My name is Robert Aldous, and that's Aldous as in Huxley. And but I'll answer your questions as Bob, I expect. It was a very small but telling part I had in this edition of Hello, Hello, because I was just a peasant in the village, so there was no name attached to me at all. What happened was, in the storyline of the village, the two English officers were anxious to get back to England, but they had no means of transport. And so it was suggested to them that they might pinch a plane out of the transport museum. And they went and examined the plane and found it wouldn't fly because the propeller wouldn't turn. So they asked all the peasants in the village to give up their braces so that they could make a proper rubber band to make the propeller turn. So, and I was the very first French peasant to offer my braces, and I arrived, held them up, and I said in my best French accent, "My braces," and my trousers fell down. And that was it. And that little clip was shown lots of times as a sort of little advertisement for Lower Low. So I got seen quite a few times. Well, it was because I worked for Jimmy Perry and David Croft before in Dad's Army. So I knew them and they knew me, so they asked me to do it. It was as simple as that. So I just got a call from my agent, I imagine, saying they want you to come and be a French peasant in Hello, Hello. So off I trotted, and that's what happened. So it was filmed in the studio. It was very simple, really. Well, it was rather nice for me because I knew Carmen Silveira very well, who played the wife in it rather well. And she's rather a good actress and had rather a good career too. But I was on a four-play tour with some rather distinguished actors, Googie Withers and Anthony Quayle, of a Bernard Shaw play, Heartbreak House. We did four plays, and we took them all the way around the country and played each city for 2 weeks, three nights with one play, three nights with the second, three with the third, and three with the fourth. So I knew Carmen very well, so I was delighted to work with her again, because she's a lovely lady and a lovely actress, of course, and she was very good in Hello, Hello, really. When you work with actors like that, you find they really are all very nice. We talk to each other as pals. You know, there's no, although they may be playing the lead and people outside view them as stars, they're just ordinary people like you and me, and that's how we get on. They were very, very nice indeed. I thought the chap playing the lead, what was his name? He was difficult. He was difficult to get through to. And I think, and of course, you have to consider that when they're churning these out so quickly, one a week, they're very tense because there's a lot to concentrate on. So that may have coloured why I found him difficult to talk to. He was probably worried. I remember finding it funny and enjoying it. Yeah, that. But, you know, it's eons of time now. So I can't be as precise as that. But there was, you see, with Jimmy Perry and David Croft, there was always a sense of fun. particularly with Jimmy Perry, who was an actor in his own right, as well as being a distinguished writer. And he ran the theatre of Watford for years and years and years. So he was terrific to work with. David Croft was much shyer, much more austere. He was, you got on well with him, but he was harder work than Jimmy Perry. We still do people of that era, because every time it was shown, you got a repeat fee. And in the early days, you received a check through the post every time it was shown. Some of the fees that you got were ridiculous. I mean, I got one for 1 3, for example. Because, that's how it worked. If you were a star, you would have got a great deal more. But I doubt if I got much more than 1 3 for dropping my trousers. But the BBC got very fed up with sending out repeat fees. And they decided that they would pay actors a jolly sight more than what the scene was actually worth, so that they could sell it all over the place and not have to send you repeat fees. And that was called a buyout. So you were offered a fee and you thought, oh, this is rather good. But that happens all the time now. All actors are offered buyouts. So those of us who go back to days of yore still get tiddly little repeat fees, and they wait until you've got a computer screen full of them, and then they'll send you the money. And of course, then nowadays it's paid directly into your bank account, so we don't get checks anymore. Well, Jimmy Perry did the directing. He was up front with the actors. David Croft would be in the background and whisper in his ear if things weren't going how he thought they should, that sort of thing. But Jimmy was the one who directed it. David Croft was a sort of eminence squeeze in the background. Well, I was very pleased to do it, of course. But most of my work throughout my 56-year career was on the stage. I consider myself to be a stage actor, because you can develop what you're doing over the period of the run. And also you make contact with your audience. You try to give them something and you get something back from them. But when you're doing a television and a thing like this, where it's all very, very bitty, it's put together incredibly slowly. So it's very difficult to get a through line on what you're doing. I mean, this little thing I had to do was so short, it didn't matter about a through line, you just did it. You said, I offered my braces and my trousers fell down. it's not. Most of my career has been in the theatre. But the trouble is, you get remembered for things like this. I mean, that's the reason you're here. Because most people remember Low and Low. They remember Dad's Army and Doctor Who that I did. Well, I did them, and people are frightfully impressed that you've done them. But what impresses me is the time I had on stage, where I played decent parts, leading parts sometimes, you know. So when I got to the National, I've been abroad a lot of time in plays. So it's very odd to be remembered for the very famous serials, I know, but it tickles me pink.